buddy, you want to have a children's message first? You want to go play with the toys? Well, how about, can I show you a couple things before you go play? I was actually thinking, it's been in the last few weeks that Cameron has started having communion on Sundays, and so I was thinking, I don't know if that's the echo or not. I was thinking, do you all know much about the altar or what happens up here? Or do you just kind of watch each Sunday? You watch each Sunday? Well, come up here to the altar and I can show you a few things. So this big table is called the altar. Here, can I pick you up to show you some stuff? Have you ever been behind the altar? You have? Yeah, that's right, because you guys acolyte. That's right. So back here behind the altar is where I usually stand when I preside for communion so that I can face everybody. And although I'm the one up here, I'm actually up here on behalf of God. This is God's table, and this is God's food and God's gift to us. I just get to be the one who says the words and does the actions on God's behalf. And so under this white cloth, do you know why we keep the food under a white cloth before and after? Because for us, the bread and the wine become Jesus's body and blood when we pray over it. With the Holy Spirit and with the gift of God's word and prayer, the wine and the bread become for us Jesus's body and blood. And just like Jesus's body and blood was covered with a grave cloth in the grave, we cover it up before and after the meal. Why do you think the cloth is white? Any ideas? What is the cleanest color you can have?
White.
White. And when we are baptized, we are technically clothed with white. All of our sins are washed away. All of our sins are washed away, and we become whiter than snow. And so that's why I wear this white alb in worship, to remember that I'm baptized, and that's why Mr. Joe is wearing one and Kim is wearing one as she leads worship. And we remember that in communion, when we eat the bread and drink the wine or the juice, that one of the gifts we get is the forgiveness of sins, and that we are washed white as snow, and that Jesus, whose body we have and blood we have in the bread and wine, that he was without sin. His whole life long on earth, he never sinned once, which is why when he died on the cross and rose from the dead, it was so special, all the things that God did for us through that. What else does God do for us in communion? Well, one of the things that I always say after communion is, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ keep you and strengthen you in his grace. Do you remember me saying that? Sometimes, once in a while? Well, when we eat the bread and drink the juice or the wine, because it is for us Jesus' body and blood, it does have the power to strengthen us. To strengthen us in our bodies, to strengthen us in our hearts and in our souls. And it gives us God's grace, that we literally get to eat and drink God's grace and take it into our bodies. It goes down our esophagus, into our bellies, and it goes into every part of our body. So there are a lot of things that happen at communion. We get forgiveness of sins, we get strength, we get nourishment. We get a lot of gifts in this meal. Do you have any questions? Not really? Do you have any questions, Cameron?
No.
No? Okay. Well, can we pray? Okay. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for the gift of communion.
And thank you for the gift of communion.
Even though we don't fully understand it, we know that you are at work.
We know that you are at work.
When we receive the bread and the wine,
which for us
is Jesus' body and blood. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up.
Go down there.
You want to go down there and play? Okay.